find some peace of mind.
Stevie Wonder blowing in the wind, a great Goldie from about 066. You should have heard Roz, our girl on the switchboard this morning, singing along with Stevie. Sounds great. Very good. Good morning, Harry Harrison Show at 17 after 10 o'clock, sunny day. Hope you are too. It's 71 degrees.
This is Barney's Canvas Action Report. I'm Roger Day. Here's another traveling lady, Jack. Where do you live, ma'am?
Across the street.
Oh, have you got the coffee pot out? Let's go to her house for coffee this morning on Saturday morning. Betty Wright, Harry Harrison Show.
The guys are gonna wanna go out and play some.
girls can't do what the guys do. It's 23 in New York on WMCA, Harry Harrison Show. In case you just woke up, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, sunny and warm. Same story for tomorrow. Summer's back a little bit, high in the 80s. And the pollen count is only 2. That's good. It's 21 after 10 o'clock.
This is the sound of today's generation, suggested for mature audiences.
See Teenage Mother now at theaters all over town. Check your local newspaper for a theater near you.
It's the Harry Harrison Show.
Important is good food to you, huh? You say you can take it or leave it? If that's your answer, you haven't eaten at Nathan's, where wonderful things are done with Frank's and French fries, pizza and fried chicken, seafood, other things you'll talk about for weeks. Now, naturally, they serve a lot of Coca-Cola there. People demand it. Nathan says the best food deserves the best refreshment. Ice-cold Coca-Cola, of course. You never get tired of the taste of Coke. Things like juicy hot dogs and Nathan's golden French fries. Definitely go better with Coca-Cola. New Yorkers know this, and you know it, too. So whether you eat to live or live to eat, you'll enjoy eating at Nathan's. 3 convenient locations, one out in Coney Island. Morning, Coney. Another on Central Avenue in Yonkers. And the third in Oceanside, Long Island. Everybody all right there? At all three, things go better with Coke, after ice-cold Coca-Cola. 1910 Fruit Gum Company, 1-2-3 Red Light. Da, 1-2-3 Red Light. Watch yourself driving and walking today now. 1910 Fruit Gum Company is number 2 in New York on the Harry Harrison Show. Good morning, Saturday, sunny 71 degrees. It's 24 after 10 o'clock. And how about a new one by the Showstoppers, huh? There ain't no more. A couple in a row, Harry Harrison Show, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, the Showstoppers, and Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. Number 8 in the Good Guy Survey. Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm Harry Harrison, right up till Jack Spector time at 1. It's 71 degrees, 10:30 news.
I'm Oscar Rose, the top news of this hour. Mayor Lindsay meets later this morning with top leaders in various fields. He wants to get labor leaders to win over the teachers' union to the latest Board of Education plan, and he'll be meeting with representatives of the police, firemen, and sanitation workers. Repeating the present temperature, 67 degrees. Next news at 11 o'clock on The Good Guy Show with Harry Harrison.
Hey, Jude.
Boys, back again on WMCA. They're number 1 in our Good Guys survey, and you're number 1 with me. I'm Harry Harrison. It's sunny. It's 71 degrees. It's going to be warm again today. Everybody say, hey, summer's back again, huh? High in the 80s today and tomorrow. Maybe we'll go to the beach. It's 21 to 11 o'clock. Good morning, little baby.
River, how are you?
Is the one to grow on.
Remember how we love you.
That's the one to grow on. All baby cares about is the good taste, the nice textures, the comfy feeling that comes from a Gerber meal. But there's more to Gerber than that. Deep inside all Gerber baby foods are benefits you can't see. Vitamins and minerals in the wide array of Gerber fruits like apricots or plums, protein and iron in Gerber egg yolks. 100% of baby's daily nutritional needs can be met with a wide Gerber variety. Nourishment that shows itself in strong bones and strong teeth. Let me see your teeth. Oh, very good. And healthy growth, too. Shouldn't you Gerber your baby girls, huh? The fringe benefits are so great. Hope the little ones are okay this morning. James. What, James? James Brown.
It's 10:01 a.m. in Los Angeles, California. Do you know where your children are? Good morning, or afternoon if you're in New York, or evening if you're in London, or hell, 7 p.m. in Italy. Why not just go all the way home with it? Hi, it's Dominic Priori here, and this show is called Riot on Sunset Strip, where every week we bring you into the nightclubs of Hollywood 1965, 1966, and before. And pretty much we stop there, but this week we're going to do something, well, not very much different at all. Just that the years have been moved up to about 1981, 1984, or something like that, because at one point in time, somebody just said, you know, we've seen the Jam come out of England, we've seen all this ska revival and stuff, and locals of Los Angeles just said they reclaimed their own version of mod, so to speak, and that was called the Paisley Underground. And we have a special guest in the studio today, Alejandro Cohen from, where are you from, man? Where are you from?
Oh, hello. Hi. I'm originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
So from Argentina, we have Alejandro here today, and he's gonna play us some of the best of the music that happened in the Paisley Underground. So let's listen to Drums A Go-Go first. I just destroyed the camera. How about that? Okay, so today, Alejandro, how was he? So today I just want to introduce Alejandro. Hi, Alejandro.
Hi, how are you doing today?
So how did you get, we got a nice warped picture up on the television screen. How did you come to discover all of this music from Los Angeles?
Well, initially I came across a record by Kendra Smith, the Guild of Temporal Adventurers, and I found that record so intriguing, so I started digging more into who's behind that record, who was behind that record, and Kendra Smith was a member of Opal, and before that, a member of this Dream Syndicate. So some people started telling me, oh yeah, it's part of that whole Paisley Underground thing that happened back in the early 80s, more specifically from 1980 to 1985 or so. So I started, you know, looking and looking more and more. This was back in 96 or 97, so it was pre-internet days where you could type Paisley Underground and find out all about it. And eventually I came across a 3 o'clock record in a record store in Ventura, and it's the one I'm going to play in a minute, and it's the 3 o'clock Baroque Hoedown. And from there I just started finding out about all the other bands and realizing how they were all connected, and how this Paisley Underground movement or thing that happened at that moment became somewhat of a stepping stone into what alternative music became afterwards.
I mean in a very definite way, because I guess to me what I saw happen was, you know, when the first punk rock thing, it was like a line in the sand between like the bloated rock of the 70s of Emerson, Lake and Palmer and like psychedelia that had just gone way too far to the point of trying to become classical music, and ultimately as rock, dull. It wasn't good jazz, it wasn't good classical, it was just dull. And punk drew this line in the sand, and I saw the Jam, you know, in 1978 at the Starwood, which would have been PJ's, it had it been 1965, where the Standells and the Bobby Fuller played, and I was like, well, this is it, this is the return to the sound of the Who or something like that. And of course that was a very British version of it, and then it only took a few years, and then, you know, the Paisley Underground, like, I guess in the punk days, the 60s were just, especially psychedelic and mod 60s, well, psychedelic was way too
close to 1978, so people were sort of still rebelling against psychedelic a little bit.
Yes, there was a bit of the backlash was still there, and I believe you could still find all those records for nothing at the moment because they were just collectible, and I think a lot of the 60s band, the original 60s band from that era, were probably one of their lowest moments, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, bands like Love or, you know, things like that. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, it's, usually that happens when scene just passes, you know, they just go into a deep before they become retro or revival again. So yeah, so that's what happened. It's basically underground is essentially all these bands picking up a lot of the punk cues, things that were happening a few years before, and some members from the punk scene eventually became members of bands of Paisley Underground, but bringing this whole the psychedelic influence to it. So it was a true mix of both worlds.
Right, and also I should just point out an early psychedelic influence too. Like the moment that, you know, I mean, frat band music like the early Paul Revere and the Raiders or the early Kingsmen in the Pacific Northwest were just really punkish, you know, and then that punkish thing sort of developed into the middle 60s, with, you know, illuminated by folk rock a little bit, and then it is very expansive at first, and then it got, you know, overbearing later. But at the beginning of psychedelia, it was really experimental and expansive, and I thought that the Paisley Underground, what I heard of it anyways, was just the first time anybody kind of infused that sense of experimentation back into rock post-punk. And then, of course, now, but you know, by the 90s and today even, we have a lot of bands who delve into a lot of really interesting things without still losing the internal grid of punk or frat, so to speak.
Yes, I completely agree with you. The things that they took from psychedelia or psychedelic music were the things that were exciting, that were experimental, that were cool sounding before it became dull and just boring. So yeah, they definitely picked up from the best records of that era and the best years of the psychedelic music.
Well, let's start out with a cut from a group that we both really love. And tell us a little bit about this.
Well, this is the band is The 3 O'Clock, and I think it's very appropriate to begin with this band because Michael Quercio, the singer of The 3 O'Clock, he's the person that actually coined the term Paisley Underground in an interview as a joke. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a sort of referring to Velvet Underground, which is a fabric, and Paisley mm-hmm. Underground because they wore Paisley shirts. So I'm starting with The 3 O'Clock and with a song from their early EP called Baroque Hoedown. The name of the song is As Real As Real, and it's a direct reference to Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles.
All right, I love this one. Okay, there was some experimentation. I started the record off. It was, you know, this is a classic thing. It's like a 1980s 12-inch, and I wasn't thinking in terms of 1980s. I never play 1980s records. So I decided to just spin it all the way back so you would think maybe that they were doing backwards tapes. Let's see if I can get this to work straight. You see, that's how I did it. All right.
Time. She is no more. Then she is no more. Open her eyes and see what's inside. See what's inside. See, for she.